HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. U.S. defense officials are moving more troops and more equipment to the Middle East as the White House warns of an imminent attack on Israel. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
Tensions are high in the Middle East as the U.S. says Iran or its proxies could strike Israel as soon as this week with little to no warning. Yesterday, President Biden joined a call with the leaders of the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Italy, during which the group urged Iran to stand down on its threats of a military attack and discussed serious consequences should an attack occur.
Former President Donald Trump tells Elon Musk he plans to return to the Pennsylvania city where a gunman tried to assassinate him for a rally this fall.
We're going to go back in October. We're all set up and the people are fantastic in Butler. It's a great area. Great. These are incredible people.
A live stream of the interview on X started 40 minutes late because of technical difficulties. Musk blamed a cyber attack, but didn't provide evidence. The Democratic National Committee says it's planning to round up votes for the Harris-Walz ticket by reaching out to Americans who live or serve the U.S. overseas. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This focus on this particular group that the Harris campaign is waging is part of an overall strategy to leave no vote on the table. And both campaigns recognize that there is just a small sliver of persuadables.
New study warns of skyrocketing cancer deaths among men in the decades to come. Cites a 93% increase worldwide by the year 2050. Chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
Specifically, not smoking is definitely the single most important thing. It accounts for about 30% of cancer deaths in the United States. And after that, exercising, healthy eating, limiting alcohol intake, wearing sunscreen, and getting recommended cancer screenings can all help reduce your risk.
The American Cancer Society study also cites an aging and growing population. Tropical storm Ernesto is expected to move over or near Puerto Rico and the British Virgin Islands later today. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Bill Kelly.
We're going to focus in on Puerto Rico, where we could see 8 inches to 12 inches of rain come down in a very short period of time. And of course, that would cause widespread flooding there.
The system could strengthen to a hurricane Thursday as it turns north towards Bermuda. Boston Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran apologizing for a homophobic slur directed at a fan Sunday.
It was just a heckler heckling me, you know, the entire game. And I just let the moment get the best of me. Said something that I shouldn't be saying.
He's been suspended for 2 games. S&P futures up 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater, and you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through 15th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject 2 proposed amendments to the state constitution in Tuesday's primary election. If approved, the amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Melissa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change-fueled storms or to build green infrastructure.
We're in competition with other states who have streamlined processes to get that money. I don't think Wisconsin wants to wait.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers and Dodgers continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Dodgers game 2 of a 4-game series with Colin Ray against LA's right-hander Gavin Stone. 37-year-old Clayton Kershaw led the Dodgers to a 5-2 win last night at AmFam Field, Kershaw allowing just 1 run in 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's a consummate pitcher, you know, like this guy is Hall of Famer for a reason. He'd be the first to tell you his stuff isn't as good, but yeah, I haven't seen our young guys respond that way. The moment was a lot. you know, and a little surprised, but Kershaw was great. He deserves everything he's going to get in this game.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Lucas Van Ness had three tackles and a quarterback sack in the win over the Browns and was asked if he's feeling more comfortable in the Packers' new 4-3 defense.
Comfortable is not a good word to use just because, again, you're fine for your job. You never want to be comfortable because it's always, you know, you're growing and you're trying to get to the next position.
That's Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Be here, find out what's grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabach.
So, I want to clear something up. I said Conrad auditioned for Big Brother earlier and wore a one-piece. It was MILF Manor, and he wore a Speedo. Now, that is technically a one-piece, but...
You got it right. You got it right.
I just want to clarify.
Wait, I'm surprised you didn't get on.
Yeah, right. It was not
wait,
the...
So, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can keep talking about Conrad. I have something after.
No, please. That was my segue.
I have a treat for you. We were talking about juggling.
Oh, nice.
And I can do a little juggling right now. And because it's radio, you'll have to narrate it. Okay. It's two dog toys and a iPod or AirPod.
Oh, my gosh.
Ready?
This will be impressive. All right. Andrea Belke is juggling, if you're watching on the stream. Wow. That's impressive.
Okay. I'm actually impressed that I could do that.
How did you... So those are like random items you just found in the room you're in right now? That's really impressive.
I'm actually at my boyfriend's place. So I was looking at my place. I have juggling balls, okay. But I just had to grab some dog toys. But I wanted to prove that if it's on the resume, I want to make sure that, you know, it's legit.
I didn't doubt you, but it is nice to have verification. I will say I used to do stand-up comedy. And when I was touring in the 90s, I was the middle act on the show. And there was a guy who closed his show. I think it was in Des Moines or something. And he did this thing where he like juggled sticks. And he's like really trying to get the crowd into it. He's like, how about that, folks? Huh? Look at this. Huh? Look at this. And they're giving him nothing. And I'm like, oh, this is awful. It was hard to watch because that was his big closing bit. Well, after the show, the club owner comes over to him and says, we had another guy last week that juggled sticks, but he lit them on fire.
Oh.
So oh, wow. What you just did was much more impressive, Andrea. Okay, so... I want to ask you, all right, so you've hosted, you've acted, you were on Survivor, you've played yourself, you've hosted, you've acted. What was being on The Marvelous Miss Maisel like? That's a great credit to have.
Yeah, so, okay, I will be honest with you. It was one line.
Okay.
The line was, we're 34. Good. Pretty good. Yeah, so some of those credits, like I was on Blue Bloods, I was on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I was on an HBO show. The HBO show actually was like 10 lines, but
nice.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I mean, the acting industry, because you're an actor as well.
I've got some acting credits, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, it's tough. You know, you audition, you'll be for something. I'll go in for bubbly blonde 30s morning show host and I won't book it. You know, it's like me. I've gone in for like reality star on like the small, you know, like you're watching a show and there's a TV show on in the background.
Right.
And I still won't book blonde 30s reality star. It's crazy.
Grew up on a farm, can juggle. Yeah, next.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, obviously there's lot more people that are way more talented than me, but a lot of times it really is a numbers game. It's, you know, the producers, the directors, they just, it's off of like the vibe they want, or we liked her, but we want to go with a brunette. So I've auditioned for a lot of shows, and I did book Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and it was, you know, for one line, it was a full day shoot.
It's still a credit on IMDb, and that's carries a lot of weight, I would imagine. You don't have to tell people it's one line, right?
Yeah, no, I want to be honest with you, because it was actually really funny. It kind of ties back into Survivor. Is Rachel Brosnahan, who is the star of that show, She is a massive Survivor fan, which I did not know.
Oh, nice.
And so I show up to set, even though I wasn't in a scene with her, she was in the next scene. So she was getting ready. And when she saw me, she kind of like lost her mind, because she is a big fan of Survivor and of me, I guess, for whatever reason.
You're a fan favorite.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess she really likes me on the show. So she thought that it was a treat for her. Like, she was doing so well that like they booked me to surprise her. Then she realized, oh, Andrea actually is an actor and like auditioned for this and everything. But she came up to me and just like, I am the hugest fan. And can I please, when we have breaks, can I just pick your brain on Survivor? And so, you know, on set, you'll be sitting around for hours and hours. And she would just ask me every single Survivor question. And she was the nicest. She's so nice, so talented, so cool. And we just talked Survivor every time there was, you know, downtime. So that was pretty fun. And then I saw her on the circuit at the Emmys and everything when she was, you know, when Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was doing so well in the circuit. So that was a really cool moment.
Those are the stories I just love hearing, is the backstage stuff, you know, the downtime, like when funny things happen or you have an interesting back and forth with someone. That's the stuff I absolutely live for. My guest is Andrea Belke. She's spending a couple more minutes with us here, being very gracious with her time, because she, if you see her resume, folks, yeah, I could paper my walls with your resume, with all the gigs you did. I don't even know. That's crazy. But would you give up, Andrea, you said you studied theater in college. You got some good acting credits. You have some really good hosting credits. And then you've got Survivor, obviously. If you had to pick, which of those avenues would you take? Where do you want to end up?
I would say that the TV hosting is my favorite. I think with acting, I'm a decent actor. I like the bit parts, but I'm not. I think I just kind of learned that I don't think I'm the best actor there ever was. Like, sometimes, you know, I would leave like an audition and go, oh, is that good? I have no idea. Like, I think so. Or you get a call back. You know, I've had enough validation to know like, okay, you're in the running for these things. You're getting callbacks, you're working. But I think with TV hosting, I always feel like myself, and it really is, you know, it's you. And when I discovered TV hosting, it felt like such a better fit. Mm. And I finally felt like, oh, I found something I'm actually really good at. And then it's, you know, just like a lot of things in the arts, it's subjective. If you don't like me on TV, then, you know, that's fine. Right. But I just feel like it's the one thing that I know I can go in there and nail it. And I have full confidence. Whereas acting, I'm always like, oh, I don't know. And then reality stuff, I mean, I don't want to be, I don't really want to be just known as a reality star. Nothing against reality shows. But,
right.
You know, Survivor had its time, and it led to so many cool things. But it doesn't have longevity unless you know, you're doing some of these shows, if you're on like The Challenge or something, and you're, you know, you start at 20 years old and you're still on it at 40. Like, some people make a career out of it.
But
I like working. So I think that the TV hosting would be the one that I would choose.
All right. Couple more questions for you. We talk about movies and TV on the show a lot, and what we're watching. We do a lot of comedy on the show. But do you have a show you're watching right now that you can recommend? Something you're binging maybe, or cringe watching?
I'm the worst. It's honestly one of the most embarrassing things about me. It's like I'm really ashamed that I watch a lot of reality shows. I'm actually watching Big Brother.
Okay.
And I just finished Love Island. I'm not proud of it. Teen, I'm not proud of it.
Well, we all have guilty pleasures, right? I mean, that's not, there's worse things.
I watch the like murder docs. Like, it's not, it's like I go on Netflix and there's like, oh, there was a murder. And then it's not something I'm proud of. But I find that my brain is wired a certain way where I can't sit down and watch something and pay full attention. So a lot of times it's like I just have it on while I'm doing dishes or cleaning, and I'll be watching some reality show where I don't really have to fully pay attention. Nice. So I'm not the best person to ask with that.
I do that too. Like
are you disappointed?
No, because every answer I get somehow is beneficial, because we get, oh, I watch this and this. There's some people that watch everything. There's some people that have one show that I've never heard of that's cool. And then there's honestly, a lot of people don't say reality. So I'm kind of glad you said that. But and that would be a good show to have on, or that kind of genre, because I try to watch Shogun and everything is in subtitles. And I like to play video poker on my phone while I'm watching TV, and I can't, like,
You can't do it. I do want to continue watching The Bear.
Yeah.
I really like the first season. I want to keep going. Same. I just keep putting it off because I think, okay, I have to be in the mindset. I'm so fidgety. Yeah. It's hard for me to even sit still. So I'm like moving and grooving, like trying to watch a show. So if I can have a show kind of on in the background while I'm doing other things or working, I think that's probably why you keep talking about my resume. It's probably like, honestly, at night, I just like sometimes keep working.
Well, you don't get a resume.
It's not good.
You don't get a resume that full by binge watching TV. That's not going to take
like
you.
Like at night, honestly, I'll like just like, I also do some photography, videography with my sister. And there's always something to edit. So, you know, at night, sometimes I'll put on something in the background and just like edit photos. And honestly, it's fun. It's fun for me. It's hard for me to really relax, but coming back to Milwaukee after New York, I find time to actually relax or play volleyball or do like, you know, I'm training for a half marathon. Like that's my way of like unwinding, is maybe just like doing something outside, like athletic, I guess.
Wow. That's impressive. What about movies? Have you seen any of the summer blockbusters?
Name them. What have I
seen? That's a no, first of all.
No, it's a problem. And people actually point this out about me. And it's something I need to work on, is they'll be like, how do you want to do acting? And you're not like up to date with like movies and TV. And I'm like, that's a really good point. Like I should get into that.
Does it matter really? I mean, you're not going to just mimic someone you see in a movie. I mean, I'm not saying you can't get tips from acting, but.
You know where I get a lot of my acting experience is one side gig. Have you ever heard of standardized patients?
No.
So at a med school, they'll hire actors to portray people coming in with different ailments. And so I'm actually training. And so I've discovered this was a job because my sister's in PA school. She works with these standardized patients. A lot of them are actors. So I get hired to do like, you know, you have to get difficult news. Like you find out you have cancer or something, and it's helping the students get ready to do that in the real world. So it does feel meaningful because you're helping them. I have one coming up where I'm portraying a patient with schizophrenia. And so I'm like learning. So I just had a meeting for it today, and it's in a couple of weeks, but I basically have to do that like 10 times in a row for different students. And honestly, it's like the best acting exercise I've ever had. So there's no rules. They're like, okay, so at some point when they give you the medicine, you have to throw it across the room. But you pretty much are hearing voices. And, you know, I'm really fascinated with psychology. I also do a lot of work in, like, the mental health space with NAMI, which is a mental health organization.
Right.
So I'm like, I want to do it justice and really learn about, like, how somebody who's hearing auditory hallucinations would act. And then you're helping out these students. So I might not watch movies, but I'm you know, portraying patients with serious conditions.
I'm gonna be the guy that goes in and has pink eye, and I'm gonna act like my world is, or viral conjunctivitis is the actual term. Hey, this is so much fun, Andrea. It's been great getting to know you. Thank you for being on the show. If you're ever up in the Green Bay area, come in and juggle in the studio. You see all this space, you can watch color TV and you can juggle in the chair. It lends itself to all of your talents. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Wisconsin's lucky to have you. Discover Wisconsin's Andrea Belke. Hope we can do it again. Have a great night. Thanks.
Have a good night.
All right. That's Andrea Belke. Check out Discover Wisconsin. She has a website too. And check out Conrad on MILF Manor coming up. You don't want to miss that either. This is Peach Wobbin Nightlight. Dressed up like Elvis. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Set up. That was like a covert, just snuck in. And
well, I heard 30 seconds and I was like, let's hurry up.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
It is great to have you guys in studio. We've got Eric Ratzek and Adam Krause from Ask Your Mother are here. They're going to perform for us and we're going to have a discussion about what I like to call rock and roll.
Sure.
Sure.
We can do that.
How you guys been?
Good. Busy, man. You just caught us at the end of a very busy period in our lives for Ask Your Mother.
That's true. And we've been all over the state in the past week alone.
Really?
So we've been all over.
Tell us about it. Where you been?
Well, Green Bay, for one.
Yeah. Just
here.
Across the street
here. We were here. Yeah. We were over at Titletown on the rooftop.
Oh, sweet.
Doing our own U2 show there. No, it wasn't really like it. It was on the rooftop, though.
It rivaled the Beatles on the rooftop. It was.
There was more people over here, I think, that we could see from there because they had their I don't know what they have over here. Like on
didn't
the city
matter.
Deck.
It was it wasn't Ask Your Mother. That's all that matters.
There was a lot of people that ended up over there, but it was fun. What else? We were on Channel 5 that
week. Yeah.
We did live
cool.
at 5 in the morning, so we did that.
Oh, it's
Well, it wasn't that early. It was like Channel 5. What I'm saying, Channel 5.
Oh,
it was like a live segment. We played on there for a little bit and did a little interview, and then. That night, we were in Oshkosh at SOS Brothers Tent and EAA, so that was crazy fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been nuts. Milwaukee last weekend, so we've been all
over.
This
is just a side hustle for you guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we all have real jobs.
Let's not forget Scandinavia.
Yeah, the cornrows.
Squeeze Scandinavia in there. They always get forgotten. Scandinavia corn roast.
I don't know why we'd forget that when the zipper operator was so kind to offer us free rides the next day.
Yeah.
Not that day,
If we came back the next day, we would get free rides.
I was this close to canceling our state fair gig just for the rides.
So what was the zipper at? Was it like at a county fair?
Well, it's like the Scandinavia is like a corn roast is what it's called.
Okay.
So it's like a kind of like a community fundraiser kind of thing. Like we were on stage the night for like the Scandinavia Fire Department hired us for that. So
very nice.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's a fun show. We like doing it and.
Yeah, it's a good event.
Good crowd.
You don't
the
get
people
the zipper
were
after
fun.
Every show.
Well, Tim, our lead guitar player, says it's not a county fair unless it has a zipper. They're
over
just
the tilt
posing.
World.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're gonna die sometimes. Like once in a while, the guys look like they really know how to assemble the stuff, but every once in a while, man, you're like,
there was always that comedian that said like a couple hours ago, this ride was on the highway.
So what was the Milwaukee gig?
State fair. We were down there
sweet.
For that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that crowd like?
Oh,
I would imagine they're
so
fantastic.
Cool.
Fun, absolutely. But we get we've been doing the Saturday there at the Tavern at the Park, and it's just a huge, just eclectic mix of people, I guess would be the way to say it.
And at different times. So you have people that are there when you start, you have people walking by, you have people stopping and listening, you have people singing along as they're walking, you know, from the barn to the exhibition hall.
Let's not forget the guy that was breakdancing.
We had some creative, we had a dance-off at one point between.
It was nuts.
It was crazy.
5, 6, 7.
They were going for it, man.
Yeah, the guy just, I mean, it's like blacktop. It's not like conducive for breakdancing.
No, he didn't bring a piece of cardboard or anything. He was just right on the blacktop.
He's like, I'm going for it.
And he did.
He went for it.
He won, I say.
What's
he won the dance-off.
What's the biggest crowd you guys have ever played for?
I'd probably be opening for Cheap Trick, I think.
Yeah, yeah, we played open for Cheap Trick at the Greenville Lions Catfish Races, that whole deal they do every year, a few years back.
Yeah, that was, I think, 10,000 at that one.
Yeah.
Something Holy like smoke. That. What is that? Background. What does that do to you guys, well, as performers? I mean,
I think get a little nervous. Yeah. I mean, a little bit. Sure, you're like, you walk out. The thing is, what I always find is funny, I feel like a bigger crowd is easier to play for than a small crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's more judgment happening from 10 people versus 10,000.
Yeah. Right. And it's almost like a roller coaster because you might be, you're nervous, you know, heading up that ramp. You're nervous until you play that first note.
Yeah.
And you play the note and people start singing along, all of a sudden you're going and you just ride
it. Feed off of it. It's huge. It's fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did you get the gig? Did Cheap Trick's management reach out to
you? I like to think so, but that's not what happened. Personally, they asked for us.
I think our agent got us actually that show. Bananas Entertainment got us in there. So
Thanks, Lance.
Yeah. Lance, Ryan, shout out to Megan, Lance. If you're listening. Yes, thank you all. We appreciate you.
But you got some cool stuff coming up, too. Speaking of crowds, you get the Brown County Fair.
Heck yeah.
Let's find out when that is.
It's Thursday.
It's next Thursday, isn't it?
Not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Brown County Fair. We've got that coming up. We've got a full weekend that weekend.
We have three in a row. Yeah. That's a big weekend. Nice. So that weekend, we got Brown County Fair the Thursday, which is...
That's a week from this 15th. Coming.
Yeah, okay. The 15th will be there. We're also doing our favorite country bar, that one in Appleton. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Watertown, speaking of all over the map,
wow. Yeah.
We'll be there. We got a Rippin' Main Street show coming up August 23rd. We're doing Jones Park. That'll be huge.
Is that the Thursday night thing
they
do? Yeah, that's fun. Really cool.
That's the last week they're doing it, too, is when we're there.
Oh, for the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, that's a real big crowd. It's a great crowd. It's a lot of fun. Family friendly, a lot of food, a lot of music. Also, my wife's birthday, so that's
It's Aaron freaking Krause's birthday, so we got to make sure we shout that out. Yeah. And then,
you guys are kind of like celebrities around here. So,
I don't know about all that. But.
Well, I mean, you have a following. I mean, we do. It's really easy to find out information.
We just got 10,000 followers on Facebook, nice. So that's a good milestone.
We get recognized in not like paparazzi style, but you might be sitting down for dinner and somebody's like, oh, how'd the gig go? And you're like, I have no idea who you are.
which one?
Who are you?
Is it different when you play here where people are more likely to know you as down, like, say, Watertown or something?
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like it's if they don't know us, they're going to by the time we're done. Like, I've tried to make it memorable, you know? Yeah.
Does it make you try harder?
It does. I feel like when it's someone that hasn't seen us and we have to work a little harder to win them over, that's what I'll do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For sure.
Sing louder.
I don't know if I can sing louder.
I don't
louder.
Know if you could sing louder. You can't sing louder. Tim's amp can't be any louder. It can't be any louder if we
I might
to
jump
be.
Higher, though. Yeah. I might try to jump higher.
Get a little bit extra.
See, I have Reebok pumps. Yeah. I'm not wearing them tonight. I only wear them on stage, but I do have a set of Reebok pumps that I do pump up before each show.
We were talking about this before, how it's hard for you to, like, as animated as you are when you sing, to just sit in a chair in a studio. But you're still like, just like feeling it, man. Yeah. Like, you guys also have a date in Shawano.
We're doing the Shawano Fair for Labor Day weekend. Yeah, that should be a good one.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, we haven't played that one yet, so I'm always curious as when it's a new place, like what it's going to be like, and always excited for that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How much do you guys make a year? Don't say that. Conrad, stop.
With all of our shows, or like each of us individually, like.
I'm just saying,
to bring
you guys must be loaded.
You guys must bring a W-2
yeah.
next
and that's, your tax forms, yeah.
And that doesn't count all of our modeling gigs that we do as well.
Right.
Well, we could have you do some of that, too. I'd rather hear you play, but let's do that.
We'll get into that.
We'll take a short news break from Civic Media's award-winning news team. And when we come back, Adam and Eric are here from Ask Your Mother, and they're going to rock us out right here in the studio. You got Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'll be happy.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The White House says Iran could launch what the administration calls a significant set of attacks inside Israel this week. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
We are committed to helping Israel defend itself, but at the same time, we continue to work diplomatically to prevent any major escalation of this conflict.
Former President Donald Trump weighed in an interview on X with Elon Musk.
Iran would not be attacking, believe me. You know, when I was there, and I say it with respect, because I think we would have been good with Iran. I don't want to do anything bad to Iran, but they knew not to mess around.
The live stream of the interview held up for 40 minutes over technical issues. New research estimates cancer deaths among men are about to skyrocket worldwide. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Deaths from cancer among men are projected to increase 93% by 2050, and that's according to a new study published by the American Cancer Society.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The partisan primary is Tuesday. Wisconsin voters will narrow down which candidates run for seats in November. Some of the most contested races will be the 3rd Congressional District. The Democrat who wins will take on incumbent Derek Van Orden, plus the race for Mike Gallagher's old seat representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. There are also two statewide referendum questions on the ballot. Polls open at 7 a.m. Farmers who want their meat to carry the USDA Certified Organic label have some new animal welfare standards to meet. Terry Bell reports.
Labels can still be confusing and misleading. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the highest standards for the animals.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. Matinaire on Air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald. Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matinaire on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, why does Donald Trump love tariffs? And what would another Trump trade war with China do to Wisconsin farmers if he were to win again?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You've seen her dressed in blue.
Stretch.
Well, the thing is, we've all seen each other in our underwear because we always change clothes between like our setup clothes and our gig clothes. So,
okay.
Adam, you have great taste in boxers. I mean, I'm just going to say that right
now. You
know,
I appreciate that coming from you, a man of, you know, distinguished tastes.
Yeah.
When always, it comes to other men's underwear.
They're always very solid color. That's good for you. I don't like the busy patterns on you. No, the solid color's better.
And I will say the... camouflage patterned Speedo cut that you rock. Whoa. Is
well, I mean, sometimes it gets hot in that duck marsh, you know. Yeah. So
Conrad, cut, to commercial, cut to a commercial. Cut to a commercial. How do you know it's camouflage? That's what he's
exactly
wearing. Blend right in.
Walk right into it.
Well, thank you for indulging us in our question of the night. It is International Underwear Day, so we had to ask that. You're a big fan of the state. You saw our ad went out.
Yes.
Tom Lennon is here tomorrow night.
That's amazing.
And I forgot about that character. What was the character? The
old-fashioned guy. Like one of the things he said. It was kind of like when SNL did their deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
Yeah,
that was
kind of
like their answer to that. But it was him in like a blue leisure suit walking down like a country path, like whittling wood. And he'd be like, call me old-fashioned, but women voters, welcome to planet Mars. Like he'd say just crazy stuff like that. It was so funny.
They just did a tour recently, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got the band back.
That's awesome. Nice.
Hey, we could sit here and yak all night, but I would love to hear whatever you guys, I know what you're going to play and I'm very excited about it, but why don't you tell people what we're going to hear?
So we're going to do New Age Girl by Dead Eye Dick. Most people recognize it as the Mary Moon song from Dumb and Dumber.
All right. Yeah. Adam and Eric in studio from Ask Your Mother.
Rough. I got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
Spends a lot of cash.
Though her vibes are rather reckless.
She's headed for a crash.
Overflowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. I ask her without knowing, where do we begin? Mary Moon! She's a vegetarian. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Well, she drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get a fall.
Why she doesn't bike it?
But it gets her to where she's going to.
I don't know, I don't know.
Well, it is. I wish I knew. I don't know where she's going and I don't know where she's been. All I know that loving her has gotta be a sin. Mary Moon, she's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, we love him all the septuagenarians.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, she loves me so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Mary Moon, don't you hesitate. Don't segregate your thoughts from your emotions.
Mary Moon,
I know devotion isn't way out there. Rough.
Mary Moon,
she's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon.
She's an intellectual.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, despite the fact, remains quite sexual.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon,
Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
He's the one for me.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Rough.
That's great. Very nice. How is that song not just called Mary Moon?
I don't know.
Try to be artsy about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's kind of new in your repertoire?
Yeah, it's new-ish. Yeah. I mean, obviously the song's from the 90s.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we added it not too long ago.
No, not about within the last year or so. I think we added that like when we started doing the Killers and that too around then.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh. Not just for the crowd, obviously. They want every show to feel a little bit different and unique, but for us being in the band, you know, if we just played the same 20 songs every night in the same order, it would get pretty stale for us too.
Yeah.
So it keeps it fresh for everybody.
Adam's really good at like throwing random like songs in songs. So
that also keeps it fun.
Depending where we're playing, like all of a sudden, like we were playing at EA and all of a sudden I hear the Top Gun theme being played in the middle of a song. I'm like, I know what Adam's doing right now.
All I need, the only Stretch is one of the only people that notices it. So when I do it, he just turns around and gives me a little smile, a little wink. And that's how I know I've done well. Yeah. If I crack Joey the drummer up, that's gold.
That's important.
That's what I feel.
Who do you guys like to, I mean, I'm sure you have a ton of them, but who do you like to play the most?
Man,
from a band standpoint?
Yeah, like, or solo, whatever, you know.
I think that one of my favorite songs we do perform, and I think just because of its crowd reaction and how much fun we have with the crowd, it is My Body by Young the Giant. I just always love doing that one. I feel like we do a really good job on it. Volbeat also did a cover of that as well, but it's kind of like one of the songs where I like make everybody stand up if they don't, if they're just being lazy.
Yeah.
Get up. Get out of your... I know you have a table, but just stand next to it for one song. That's all I'm asking.
And do you ever do that? Are you ever confrontational?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, getting in people...
How detailed do you want to get on this question?
Yeah. Adam's really good at, if he's not getting a reaction, he will insult your town until he gets a reaction.
In a playful way.
Yeah, he doesn't mean anything by it. He's just trying to get your attention is all. Like, if we were in Green Bay, he'd be like... Well, this really sounds like a DePere crowd tonight, man, since you guys aren't really doing anything.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment, though, in a way.
Yeah. You know, that's the goal. That's what I'm going
sound
for.
Like a Green Bay, I know.
Yeah.
We should mention, you guys are multiple, many Whammy nominees. That's
always a
cool.
Bridesmaid, never the bride. But
oh,
that's
really?
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. I'd
doesn't
actually
rather. Yeah.
It's like American Idol. You do better if you don't win.
Right.
Kind of thing. So,
okay.
I've always thought of us as the Chris Daughtry of cover bands.
Like, yeah. Forget about all that other stuff.
For sure. Didn't like, wasn't Morgan Wallen one of them? Look at him. He's throwing stuff off rooftops.
He was on American Idol.
I thought he was on one of those shows.
Really?
Who is that?
Morgan Wallen? Come on. You don't know the guy that threw the chair off the top of a building in Nashville and almost hit some cops and got arrested?
Oh, yeah. We want to be like him.
That's what we're striving for.
What about Soul Patrol? What was that guy? Remember him?
No, I don't.
Who was Soul Patrol? He had the gray hair.
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that American Idol?
Yeah, he was on American Idol.
See, that's why I don't know. No, okay. I barely know any
that was
of the
years
people
ago.
On there.
Yeah.
Like, I know Kelly Clarkson because she, like, won the first one.
Do you guys do any Kelly Clarkson?
No. We haven't. We did a Taylor Swift song one time.
Yeah. Okay.
But we don't do any Kelly
people
Clarkson.
People lose their minds, or was it kind of...
She wasn't as big at the time when we did it. I think it was poor timing on our part when we did it. But, I mean, people would kind of laugh.
Might want to revisit
we'll
that.
We'll bring it back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think one song that's kind of fun that we brought back is Flow Rida Low we started doing. So, like,
that's a great. Wait, is that the one? I got a good feeling. Is that
no?
It's the boots with the fur. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Sing a little bit of a stretch there.
Oh man, I got to think how it goes now.
He can start you off.
I usually play keyboards on this.
Shorty Adam Apple. There it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He doesn't play it on guitar. He plays the keys. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, that one.
She had the apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
With the fur.
That's a fun one to do.
Really, you guys do that a good job. I think you did that last time. You were playing like a dance tune.
I don't remember.
Maybe we did Tricky. I don't know.
Did we do Tricky?
We might have.
We did. It's Tricky, Run DMC. I know we did Foo Fighters last time for sure.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite venue in like Northeast Wisconsin, and then maybe wider in the state? Sure. You have a favorite?
Well, I have to say the Epic in here. Like that place is unbelievable. Bay, yeah. that place is unbelievable. But like, I don't know, where else do you think? Like,
well, I always because that's a pretty common question. You know, what's your favorite show of the year? What do you like to play? That Oshkosh EAA show is a blast because it's people from all over the world, mm-hmm. and it's a big crowd, and they just dance and have a good time. They're all camping there, so they're all hanging out all night.
They do.
They've all had a few few brewskis.
Kind of funny because they're like 90% of them are either pilots or just crazy aviation enthusiasts, and so they're. I don't know. I feel like they don't party a lot, but when they do, they let it snap.
They let it go, man.
I feel like they're all on vacation. And it's one of those things like where you play a vacation venue area that's on vacation. People already have the mindset we're having fun.
Yeah.
And it's just that much easier to make them have more fun.
But they're really, I mean, I can't.
Hard to pick one place.
I won't name any names. There are venues that I never liked playing that we don't play anymore. The ones we
because you said he didn't want to play there anymore.
That's exactly what I said. And we haven't played there since.
It's good.
But there is not a bad venue in the valley or in the area.
There's so many good places. It's hard to pick one.
People treat you well. Good stages, good crowds. So I don't want to knock any of the ones that we do play because they are all really pretty spectacular.
Those are the voices of Adam Krause and Eric Ratzak, the guys from Ask Your Mother, who are here for the second time. This is so cool. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for having us back.
Oh, my pleasure.
We must not have like made them too mad.
Thought maybe I left my keys here or something.
Just glad I wasn't one of the places you guys like trash before we left.
No.
Said, we don't want to.
No.
We're not doing Nightlight anymore.
No, both are good. It's the same studio. I mean, why would we trash it?
I'm a nice guy, so I don't. Those guys I know, they can bully people.
Well, Jim was asking me if I wanted to get into politics, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Like, he's trying to groom you for take his old seat.
No, Jim, I'm fine being a singer in a band. That's cool.
All right, so answer this question for me. Let's do Adam first. When people say, when they watch you play guitar, they say, oh, he reminds me of, who do you want them to say?
I would love it if they said Slash.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I would love that, yeah.
That's a great answer.
No, for the record, no one has ever said that, but if they did, I would be
floored. Hey, I will now, though.
Somebody said that you reminded them of the Winter Soldier, though. So
that's even better.
Wait, is that from The Boys?
No.
Oh, no, that's from the
Marvel.
Captain
America. Marvel. Okay. The Boys is a great show, though.
I'm trying to get through. Season 3?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so graphic.
Wait for the finale.
I'm not a prude. Yeah, I hear it's great.
It's awesome.
My son has been after me to watch it. I love Season 1. Season 2, I thought really got going, but the... Season 3 had so much crazy stuff, it kind of took me out of the story a little bit.
Oh, it gets crazier.
In a good way?
Yeah, it's almost parallel to kind of, like, you know, very on topic with the political...
Yes, climate. I've heard that. I've heard that. And I'm on season 2, or I'm sorry, season 4, episode 2.
It's a good show. So, I like it.
We'll circle back after I finish it. We'll see. All right, so same question for you. When they see you sing and perform... That guy reminds me of...
Oh, man. I don't know if I have anybody that I would wish... I mean, Dave Grohl's a hero of mine, of course. So yeah. I would say that just for the energy he puts out. I've seen him twice live, and it's awesome. Yeah. It's a good vibe you get from him all night. I feel like he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he takes what he does seriously.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I approach it. I've always said, though, for two local guys that I always looked up to, Mikey Wendland and Scotty Thurwatcher, those two guys, if I can mend them into one... lead singer, that'd be the perfect lead singer, I think.
Wow, nice. Great answer.
Yeah.
And Dave Grohl, too.
Yeah.
Nirvana and the Foo. I'm amazed at people that can do it more than once or with more than one entity, so to speak.
I feel like he's got to be one of the most successful high school dropouts of all time.
Adam and Eric are here from Ask Your Mother. They're going to sing another tune for us when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love, you feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk to you in the night, in your dream of love so true.
In the night, in my dreams, I'm in love with you. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey everyone, hope you're having a good Monday. Pete's on vacation, so I put together some great interviews with some great guests. Right now we have Ask Your Mother, who perform in studio. Hope you enjoy.
Mothers watching Ask Your Mother, right?
Yeah, I see my mom said these guys sound great. Thank you, Mom. Amy Vermiglio. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you for listening.
Shout out to you, Amy.
I'm sure Laura Krause is listening.
Yeah,
too.
Laura freaking Krause is definitely.
That'd be Adam's mom. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's definitely out there.
What do you guys, what do you want to play? You
got what was the next one we were going to do?
Let's do country.
We'll do a country because, yeah, we mix it up with our show. So I don't think we did a country song on here yet. So we're going to do a country song.
Ask Your Mother in the studio.
Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work, but I don't climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week for the trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hey! Parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4. Chill down her long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I'm about to tear a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, I'm a rockin' man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Let's go drinking. I forgot the words, Adam.
Isn't this the part where I dance in front of you?
That's what it usually is.
Is that why you can't remember?
That's what it is. Because
you're waiting for me to dance?
I just remembered it.
Okay. Do you need me to dance on you for this? Okay.
Make me want to go ooh, when you dance like that. You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you got to do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover, still hanging around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My hair Monday morning at a alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it ring, ring, rings. I'm ready to rock if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover still hanging around. You know that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hear that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I'll I really did forget the words there for a second.
That's all right. You guys.
You know why I forgot the words?
Why is that, Stretch?
Because you didn't dance on me.
I didn't dance on you. Normally I come up on Stretch and I dance a little bit.
Laura Krause is right here, guys. And you guys are brides in my book.
We are not bridesmaids. That is the nicest thing someone's ever said to us.
That's with the awards thing, not the underwear question.
Appreciate it.
So that was awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Would you have a favorite genre to play? If not a band?
I will say, when you asked that before, the first thing that popped in my head was Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That's a fun one to play. I like
it. It never gets
one.
Old. The crowd loves it.
We always make them sing back to us, too, and they always do it every time.
I will say, I think we probably, if I had to say one of our strengths as a band, is probably kind of the alt-rock, hard rock. Stretch can really sing it well. We got two guitars. We can both play well. We got, you know, obviously...
Between Adam and Tim, they both can solo. Like, it's not like we're waiting, like, one has to be rhythm, the other. No, they're both very good on their own. Like,
and Kevin and Joey grew up playing that stuff, and they just love that music. And, you know, you can't play all Metallica. You can't play any, you know, too many Slayer covers in there either.
You know what? Let's do Breaking the Law, like Judas Priest. Yeah. We do that. Like, that's the song we do. Like, but then we'll do Flo Rida Low, and then we're doing Eric Church, and then Johnny Cash, and then it's like, what else? What don't they do?
Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
It's so cool that people
but we do.
I think they used to, like, the top 40 used to have a lot of different kinds of music in it. And that sounds like now it's like you listen to country, rock, folk, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Most people, I think, like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we try to do. Like we always say, if you come to our show and you don't like at least one song we do, then you don't like music and just go home and be crabby.
Is that what, I hope we don't say, do we say that?
Yeah, go home and be crabby. If you don't like, crabby. If you don't like any of the songs we play, you just stay home and be crabby there.
I think we do see a lot from, this is gonna make me sound old, the younger generation.
Kids.
Streaming music and things. They have a wider experience of music than we did growing up with the radio.
I agree with
or
that.
Or with buying CDs. When we play a song like Mr. Brightside, which is 20
great
years old
song.
Now.
Crazy to me to think
wow.
that.
Every person under the age of 20 knows the words, all the words to that song, because they've either heard it or they've streamed it or they've seen it on TikTok, whatever. They figured it out and they went and they learned it and they know that song.
Well,
so
the thing about that
we
song
see that a lot.
Is jeez, Adam, the what's first the verse and the second verse are exactly the same.
So you could probably remember
exactly. Yeah. That one was, that was just going to get to that. That's why I haven't screwed that one up.
Is that
yet.
Right?
This is fun. Oh, we got some more Ask Your Mother.
Mother. That's probably Joey.
Is
I guarantee
Joey?
It. He
Who
also
is?
Said Slayer, so that's definitely Joey.
That's Joey.
He just gave himself away.
But speaking of Joey and Kevin, it's a rhythm section. Do you want to leave those guys out? They're great as well. Bass, drums, Joey's yellow kit. You got to come see it.
Oh, it's
they're
so
welcome
yellow.
Here anytime. Conrad, should we just have him play us out?
Yeah, we could do that.
Play us out, guys.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know how, and I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the partisan primary election day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're just getting ready for the big one. That comes in November. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.